This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The aromas of holiday cooking still linger in our minds, and perhaps in the drapes, too, if we've burned anything. Not that I would know anything about that, but in case I did, I know a way to clear the air. Plants. They're not just pretty things, they have a serious job. Decades ago, NASA, yeah, that NASA, proved plants could remove volatile chemicals from the air, including formaldehyde, which is found in or used to produce a multitude of everyday products, from fabrics and furniture to tobacco smoke and gas stoves. I have a study on GardenBite.com. Skip to page 9 and start reading some fascinating facts about houseplants and working inside office buildings. Houseplants are a natural way to clear the air in our closed-up homes during the winter. They reduce pollutants and airborne bacteria and add humidity to the air. Plants' leaves absorb the icky air and send it down to its roots where it becomes food for microbes. How cool is that? Place 2 or 3 plants in each room with space around each plant for air circulation, and you have your own air purifying machine. Some of my favorites include spider plant, which is listed 39 of the top 50 plants identified by NASA. I happen to love it. Snake plant, 27, also known as mother-in-law tongue. Sometimes speculation on the whys of a nickname are best left unspoken. This plant loves low light and absorbs formaldehyde, a common ingredient in cleaning products as well. The Warnecki Dracaena is number 16 and combats varnishes and oils in the home. The rubber plant, Ficus elastica, is another great plant and listed as number 4. That Christmas cactus is working for you too. And the poinsettia, moth orchid, philodendron, oh yeah. Check out GardenBite.com for much more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.